Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I'm excited about having Chester Elton back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's a performance and recognition and motivational expert. He is a guy who works with lots of companies all around the world to help them make sure that their employees get the recognition that they deserve and that your company needs for them to get. He and his co-author, Adrian Gostick, are the authors of one book that I know of, and I think maybe there's another one out there I haven't seen yet. This one's called A Carrot a Day. We've talked about this on the show before, and I'm looking forward to getting him back on the show so he can tell us about what he's been up to, including what he's been doing in China and what he's about to do in China. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
Now, I mentioned A Carrot a Day. Is there another book?
Yeah, we've got a book called The 24 Carat Manager. It's actually
that's
done really well for us in Asia. It's actually sold over 60,000 copies in mainland China.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I want to talk about China in a minute, but before we do, I just can't let this get away because I want you to help me reinforce something for our audience. In over 30 years of hearing about employee research, folks polling employees about what they like about their job, what they don't like about their job, why they decided to leave a job, report after report, if they list the top five or the top 10 things, no higher than maybe four or five is money, and the top three are never money. And the top one is almost always, I didn't feel appreciated.
Exactly. You hit it right on the head, Jim. We do a lot of work with the Society for Human Resource Management. Their latest numbers out on that is 79% say they leave a job from lack of appreciation. I mean, if you've got a lot of turnover, odds are people aren't feeling engaged or a part of their work. And, we get a lot of numbers, like the Franklin Covey Institute talks about 40%. 40% of people in their jobs are actively disengaged. Now, you talk about the impact to your bottom line, big company, small company. Getting a few more people engaged in your business is huge to your bottom line. And people
are after
that. It's
a killer for small business because we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. Every head has to be motivated and efficient.
You got it right. I mean, people talk to me and say, well, what you're talking about is for big businesses. And I say, no, it has even greater impact if you're managing six or seven people and you can actively engage one more person. The impact to your bottom line is tremendous.
Well, and what happens to us in small businesses, Chester, is that we're so motivated, we're so focused, we're so excited, we're so passionate about what we do. I actually believe that sometimes small business owners get the idea that if anybody is working with me, they must get that too, and nobody's running around patting me on the back, so I guess they're as happy as I am. I think that happens.
Yeah, it is because, you're so focused and you think it's so great. I'll tell you what it is a lot of times, and I think this really came out in Jack Welch's new book about leadership, and I think this is all kind of ties in, is that we forget to celebrate. We get so busy. We get so caught up in the day-to-day, getting the place open, making sure everything balances in the till and everything, that we forget to celebrate. And it's interesting. I do this at a lot of places I go. I say, hey, who's celebrating too much? whose place is just a party all the time? Well, it never is. You can never celebrate enough. Imagine, the Boston Red Sox, 86 years of futility.
Yeah.
Imagine had they not celebrated winning. Are you kidding? Of course you do. Of course you do. And somehow when we get into our business space, we forget that it's really intrinsic in human nature to celebrate those things that are good.
Absolutely. All right. Well, now, I want to change geography a little bit.
Okay. And,
or not change, but I just want to make sure that we expand our thought process across the left pond and go over to China, because I know you've already been to China a handful of times, and you're getting ready to go again this weekend, I think. And
that's right.
And so what is it that the Chinese are interested in that you have to say?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. You think about that whole society, and for five decades, it was the state first, the individual second.
Yep.
Now that the market is opening up a little bit and they see the best practices of Western companies, whether they're European or American, they say, hey, wait a minute, what the individual needs and wants is also important. And so there's this real hunger and thirst for best practices from Western business. Now, you know, initially, it's interesting that the message is fairly simple, and ours is, you know, that you celebrate success, that you engage the individual. And I'll tell you, though, it gets very sophisticated very fast. You think about the fact there's really been no business management practices, mm-hmm. because you just call the central agency and say, look, I need 500 people, and 500 people would show up.
That's right.
Now, with the opening up of the markets a little bit, really bright entrepreneurial people have some choices. Now it becomes more important than ever that these companies be able to engage individuals.
How different is it when you walk into a business over there and from when you walk into a business in America? Tell me, what's going on that's different in terms of the way you would begin?
Yeah, well, there's a real eagerness to make things better. You know, there's now with the opening up of the borders that's happened over the last decade in particular, there's a real openness about things can be different. It doesn't always have to be done this way. And all of a sudden, as an individual, I am important and I can make a better life for myself. So there's a real eagerness and intensity.
I bet that's exciting to feel like these people are more like sponges than jaded people who think that they've already heard everything.
Right. No, and it's not like that at all. In fact, the Chinese culture, if you look at it back over the decades, is you always had, you know, Canton and Hong Kong.
Right.
There's a great tradition of business and making a deal and so on. So it's not like the Soviet Union where, you know, it was serfs and so on, where there never
right.
really was a tradition of business.
Mm-hmm. They were always pretty independent over there, weren't they?
Pardon?
The people were always pretty independent, even though the state was in charge.
Oh yeah, and you know, this idea of being patient. One of the things I always tell people, we've had a lot of
Chester, let me stop you for a second. We've got to take a quick break.
Sure.
Folks, you can tell. Well, I'll tell you what. While we're on the break here, I'm going to try to get Chester excited about what he does, and we'll see if we can increase his level of excitement here. The book is called A Care Today. Also, his other book we'll mention again in a minute. We'll give you his website right after these messages. It's 20 after. Chester Elton is our guest. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Glad you're here. Chester Elton is our guest. He's our good friend and member of our Brain Trust. He's the co-author of A Carrot a Day. And the other book is tell us again the name of the other book. I just don't have it in front of me.
The 24 Carrot Manager.
Yeah, there you go. Now, which one of them was the bestseller, the New York Times bestseller?
It actually was the Business Week and Wall Street Journal bestseller.
Okay.
It's A Carrot a Day. It's a tip a day, a perpetual
calendar.
That's the
new one, isn't it?
Pardon?
That's the new one, right?
That's the new one. Just came out end of last year. That's right.
Right. And tell us where it's available and give us your website as well.
Well, at carrotbooks.com is our website. You can figure out all the books and all the fun stuff we've got there. But find bookstores anywhere. Most airport bookstores have it, and Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Okay. So, folks, if you're out there saying to yourself, I need to make sure my employees stay with me, so that means I probably need to give them a raise, but I don't have the money. I can't afford to give them a raise. So, oh my goodness, you know, this is going to be painful. How do I keep my employees? Well, this book is what? I've forgotten the price here. Let me see. It's $12.95 U.S. folks. For $12.95, you can go out and study this book a little bit and figure out how to give your employees the top two or three things that they really want, which is not money.
You know, it's really great that you put it that way, Jim, because, you know, it's funny. We do these surveys and we ask managers what do they think is most important to their employees. And they will always say money and job security.
Yeah.
And you interview employees and they will always say recognition and get me involved in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. Like, you've got to pay people, no question about it. You pay them fairly, they show up. But what we talk about is once you get them in the door, you have to go beyond the paycheck. You've got to get them emotionally engaged in your business. And the way you do that is you appreciate them. You get to know them, find out what they value, and you recognize the behaviors on a regular basis. And that's money to your bottom line.
Well,
not only does it make you like feel good about yourself, and we always say in our presentations, make your mama proud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it actually is some of the best business practices out there.
But the other thing is to assume that every time you think about what motivates your employees, you think that they want money. It's to assume that every employee you have is materialistic 100% of their life.
Yeah.
And if you look around at your employees, and yeah, you got some folks who are pretty materialistic, but I bet if you look around, you'll see that most of them have other things on their mind that are not related to money.
Yeah, I got a perfect example for you. I got a good buddy of mine that's actually a scout for the New Jersey Devils hockey team. Now, I know that the NHL, everybody makes fun of him because they didn't play this year, but he's got in his pocket this 2003 Stanley Cup ring. I mean, it's the most unbelievable, shiny bauble you can ever imagine. But you know what he told me, which really rang home? He said, you know, Chess, we pay these guys millions of dollars, and when we make the playoffs, nobody says, hey, let's get to the next round of playoffs so that we can get a bigger playoff check. He says, we're all in it for the ring. They're in it for the recognition.
Yeah.
And, you know, and these are guys making millions of dollars. They're in it for the ring. The Boston Red Sox, trust me, when they got their rings at Yankee Stadium, that's what they were looking for. They weren't looking for another $10,000 bonus.
That's right. Let's move back to China and tell us a little bit more. Is recognition something that you're talking to the Chinese about?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what's interesting. The China society has become very much a cash society. You talk about, you know, does money talk? Money does talk. But remember that this is also a highly symbolic country. And when we talk about the intrinsic differences between gifts and awards, one of those things is the symbol, the ring, the trophy, the thing. And there is a culture that is more steeped in tradition of symbols than China. You know, the symbol of the dragon, the imperial family,
right,
and on and on and on. So when you can leverage symbols in your organization, whether it's a flying eagle or a shooting star or a dragon, that's what becomes intrinsically unique to an award. You can't buy that. You have to earn it. And one of the things that we talk to the Chinese about is find something intrinsically symbolic. And another difference between a gift and an award, for example, is that it's presented. So we do a lot of things on the ceremony of the presentation. For example, Jim, if I asked you what you got for your birthday 12 years ago, you probably couldn't tell me.
A tie.
There you go. But if I asked you some of the awards you won when you played Little League Baseball,
oh, yeah,
or that you won in college, you could name every one of them.
Absolutely.
Just like that. Difference there. Plus, in gifts, we appreciate them, but awards, we get emotional about them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we collect these awards over time, that's the emotional bond. And see, that's what we say in business. What are the tokens of your appreciation? When people go through their homes or look on their walls, do they have little tokens of reminders of how much you appreciate what it is they've done for your business? Is there a ring? Is there a plaque? Is there a watch? One last example really quickly, but we are a society of symbols. My wife's mom passed away. She had MS some years ago, and when the family got together to divvy up her personal effects, nobody was fighting over the blender or the waffle iron. Do you know what I'm saying? She came home with this brass pin that said USO.
Wow.
And I asked her, of all the things, why did you pick that? She says, I remember as a little girl, my mother told me about they'd go to the camps, they'd go to where the kids were going to shove off for Europe, and they'd dance with them. That was her contribution to the war effort, this USO pin. You see the difference? The symbol, the little brass pin that probably cost a nickel to make,
mm-hmm,
had an emotional value.
Yep.
That's how you get people emotionally engaged in your business. You recognize them with an award.
Well done, Chester. Will you come back after you get back from your trip in China and tell us how things went?
Anytime. I love being on your show. By the way, one tip, you need a little more upbeat music. I don't know if your listeners noticed. But
I'll work on that, Chester. And give us your website one more time.
It's www.carrotbooks.com. The books are a 24-carat manager and a carrot a day. Buy tons of them. They're great for your business.
Thanks, Chester. Quick you break. Got it, Chester. Right back with Matthew Cartwright. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.